Who Wears the Waders by Ron McKenzie. The counsel of others may help make a fisherman, but it doesn't make him complete. The distinction between fishwives and fishing wives is too rarely noted by the male in his youthful confidence that he knows it all and that she wouldn't like it anyway. It is true that there are men and women who don't enjoy fishing. Often this failing arises from beliefs that bait is messy and stinks, that fishing is cruel, that fish aren't good to eat, that places are full of flies and mosquitoes and snakes or sharks and stinging things. Admittedly, bait can be messy, and sometimes it stinks. For these reasons, and from natural laziness, and because I find it more fun, I prefer fly fishing for trout, though more often than not I use bait or spinners from rocks or beaches or in estuaries. Fresh bait can be kept odourlessly in the refrigerator, though domestic strife may result if the angler cooks such baits as sun-cooked prawns in this way. There is much assumption in a statement that fishing is cruel. It can be. Few fishermen approve of others who suffocate fish by leaving them out of the water. That the hook hurts fish is open to considerable doubt, if not completely disproven by the fact that many fish will take a bait over and over again. I once hooked the only eel in a rock pool 7 times running, and have on several occasions caught trout a little time before and identified them by a fly lost to them in the earlier encounter. That a fish is tired after a fight cannot be denied, but trout, in common with many other fish, always seem to me to be more angry than frightened while hooked. In years of fishing, I have only once seen evidence of a fish hooked on a fly failing to recover quite quickly when returned to the water, if properly handled. On that occasion, it wasn't observed that during release a gill had been damaged. The fish was eaten. The subject of cruelty recalls that a beautifully spoken and elegant lady once troubled friend Michael and me by saying in tender tones, "Oh, the poor little thing," while we were becoming nervous wrecks with 7 and 8 pounders in the Yucumbean River. Taught to roll cast and using 2 flies, as was our custom at the time, she surprised herself and us by hooking a very big fish almost immediately. Obeying screamed instructions implicitly, she handled it well, but was tiring as quickly as the fish after about 3/4 of an hour. The fish surfaced and rolled. A 10-inch rainbow grabbed the dropper and the great brown escaped.